to Psalm 146. And this is David's Psalm of Praise, entitled in my King James Bible. And I just want to talk about praising the Lord. This is something we all need to do if we're saved, because we're created for that purpose. It was very interesting. I was in the back room there, and I could overhear the music coming through in the back. And my son was leading music, but I heard your pastor singing. I couldn't hear Paul. I heard him. I thought, man, he's got Asaph's voice. I'll tell you what, you're going to be probably leading a heavenly choir or something. No, it's a blessing. I'm just, brother, do you have a CD? I'm not trying to build you up. I'd like to hear just the music. Somebody singing out, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to praise the Lord. Your psalm selection, Brother David, Psalm 100. It's about praising the Lord. And you know, these songs, let the joy, may you have the joy bells. That's a heart full of praise. The Lord is King. Rejoice. The Lord is King. And so, wonderful grace of Jesus, these praise hymns and psalms, and all these wonderful songs that we have. And this is what the book of Psalms is. It's a book of songs. And so we, as born again, children of God, we need to rejoice again. Rejoice again. And so let's begin with prayer and ask the Lord to bless this time together. Father, we just come to you, pray that you bless this time together. Help all of us to be attentive to your word, Lord, to give you the glory, and Lord, that you'd speak to all of our hearts. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And so he begins, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Look at verse 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. And so here we have even eternal security in this psalm of praise. And that's not really the subject of this message, but just in passing, the San Francisco Bridge, a great historical engineering feat to cross that area, the San Francisco Bay area. There was a problem when they were building the bridge. They had people falling off, like all these big engineering projects. And the engineer, one of them, decided we need to build a net. And they built this net. And they noticed after they built the net, you'd think more people would be, you know, less worried and take more chances and there'd be more falls. But there was less falls when they knew they had the net. Now people say, well, you Baptists, you think you can just go do anything because you have the security thing. But the fact is, when you have security, we realize unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Amen. And it just gives us that security in Christ where we fall, hopefully not at all, but if any, less, when you know that. That's just in passing. But the title I want to look at is A Bunch of Reasons to Praise the Lord. That's just simple. A bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. Listen, we've got a lot of reasons to praise the Lord. And so, why praise the Lord? Well, verse number 3, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. In Malachi, the Lord tells us, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Samuel wants to go to the Andaman Island. He specifically was targeting one specific island, the one he mentioned. I said, son, I think it might be wise to go to one next door and pray one of those guys will come over. And so I hope he, you know, that's counsel from the Lord. But the Lord's a great king. Amen. Why not go and take a chance and serve the Lord Jesus? Because who we serve, He's a great King. It says in verse number 3, great is the Lord. He's great.
Amen.
I preached recently when I was with Brother Jed's brother, Israel Warren. The Great Commission's great. Because we serve a great King.
Amen.
And this is why we do what we do, because of the opportunity. It's not a task, it's an opportunity. We get to go to church. We don't have to go to church. We get to. How many of you are here because somebody held you up at gunpoint and said, you got to go to church today? Well, you can tell if somebody held you up at gunpoint, somebody's holding somebody at gunpoint, they're not going to be happy about going to church. But if they're a volunteer, you see, then we're happy about being able to go. Amen. And so, number one, a bunch of reasons, praise the Lord, God is great.
Amen.
He's great. And it's a great opportunity. And number two, because the great things He hath done. Verse 4 talks about one generation shall praise thy works to another. And so, God's great, and because the great things He hath done, God's works, and notice His mighty acts. It says in verse 4, declare thy mighty acts. And so, God's works.
Amen.
This is a reason to praise the Lord.
Amen.
His works. Look what God has done in history. Look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and the miracles of Christ. This is great. We were talking about the Holy Land, and to some, it's like a bunch of old rocks. And everything is just rubble and rocks. To others, with an imagination, the Lord walked on those rocks. But the miracles of Christ, you know, I had the opportunity to go swimming in the Sea of Galilee. Brother, you need to jump off the Jesus boat and go ahead and go swimming. If they let you. We were modest, man. We didn't go in there and, you know, immodestly. But went swimming in the Sea of Galilee. And lost my keys to my car, to the rental car. Only had one set. How many people have lost the keys to the rental car in the Sea of Galilee? Me, okay? It's like, kids, I lost my keys. I forgot. They were in my pocket. I had my pants on. What are we going to do? Susanna says, this is their graduation, you know, their gift to go to. Plus, a lot of work and selling a lot of cookies. I mean, they sold a bunch of them. So here we are in Sea of Galilee. Well, I was. Got out of there at the rental car. And no keys. What are you going to do? We're a long way from the rental company. This is going to ruin everything. Well, Dad, just go look for them. All right, go look. Yeah, the water's pretty clear, so we're following the steps, looking. You know, you could actually see through there. And sure enough, water that deep, we found the keys to the rental car. Now, we were praising the Lord for that. The Lord did miracles on that sea.
Yes, sir.
He literally walked on that sea. There are generations of tadpoles that have lived since Jesus in the same tadpoles since that day. You can see them in that water. But the miracles of Christ, the history of the Bible, all these historical things. If you look in the Bible, God gives His history, and He wants the people to praise Him for their history, their redemption. They're finding Abraham in the wilderness. You remember when the Lord found you and you got saved? Remember? That's a reason to praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's my private prayer time every day. I'm praising the Lord for Him snatching me out of the fire and putting me on the rock. And giving me all these blessings that I don't deserve. His works of creation, His works and intervention in societal collapse. God has intervened in history and kept our world continuing and allowing us to be here today. And we can praise the Lord. Our personal salvation, our national history, church history, giving us salvation and redemption, world evangelism. People coming to Christ. The angels rejoice when people come to Christ. I desire to see people come to Christ, don't you, brother? Well, once in a great while, somebody does. It doesn't happen all the time because I don't live in Papua New Guinea. I live in Hyder. But once in a while, someone like Brother Harold Watts, an old native who contacted us when we were having meetings in Kitwanga, Pennsylvania, and he sought out the Lord and came with a flyer. Very rare. Used to be you'd put out a few flyers, get out on an airplane somewhere. There's one preacher from Kentucky, he'd announce a meeting from an airplane and people would come and get saved. We're not living in that time. And so, but when people do, we can praise the Lord. Amen. We can praise Him for what we do have and not worry about what doesn't happen. Yes, and we don't want our praise to stop with us.
That's right.
Our children need to praise the Lord too. And I enjoy hearing children sing and praise the Lord. And so we need to praise the Lord. God wants us to have an unbroken chain of praise. And so the gap needs to be closed. The next generation brought in and taught the value of praise. And so it's our opportunity to praise the Lord. This is a reason. It's an opportunity to praise the Lord and live above the mundane. Amen? We've got a friend, Brother Scalisi, and he came over. And he reminded me of me before I turned cold. It warmed my heart being around him because I used to be excited as he is now. And I want to get that back. But he's everywhere he goes, he's handing out tracts. And we just handed out 1,000 tracts. And he's all excited about things of the Lord. Listen, we need to be encouraged about the things of the Lord.
Amen.
And praise Him. It is a privilege. And because God gives us this opportunity to rise up above the mundane and the boredom of life. And anytime you find somebody praising the Lord in the Bible, it's certainly not mundane. It's not boring. It's encouraging. Listen, we're body, soul, and spirit, and we need praise. We need to praise the Lord. And so verse 5 teaches us the privilege of praise. We find in verse 5, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And so we're taught the privilege to delight and honor and the majesty of it is to serve the Lord. We serve a great King. It's our privilege. The Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord. See, we need to have that as part of our life. And there's an old cowboy. He goes, yeah! Okay. Eddie.
Wah!
I said, what is he doing? He said, God put glory in my boot and I never got over it. And so praise, it teaches us. I got to go back to my title. A bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. Because God teaches us as others praise Him. We learn from others that praise the Lord. It's like, he's praising the Lord. How come I'm not praising the Lord? Well, my kids have never seen... Well, I've imitated that person. They've never seen me do that. One, I don't wear boots very often. Cowboy boots. I did on this trip for whatever... It helped me too when I was in that water. I guess the Lord led me to bring them along. But they've seen me do it, mimicking that man during devotion time with the kids. And I... Do you remember me showing you that? Anybody, you remember that? And a bunch of reasons to praise him is because God teaches us as others praise him, and we need to praise the Lord too in tough times. You know, we think, well, the times are tough. We can't praise the Lord anymore because times are too tough. Well, tell that to Job when he lost his children and his wealth and his health. And all the misfortunes, he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And then when he lost his health and his wife, even his has no pity. She's just telling him, curse God not. He said, what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall not we receive evil? And it says, in all this did not Job sin with his lip. He praised the Lord. In the worst of circumstances. We read in the book of James, in the times of temptation and affliction. I don't know about you, but once in a while the devil says, I'm going to get him. And I'm going to bother him, and I'm going to afflict him. That never happens to you, brother, but I'm telling you. And it's just the moment, when you've got a big family, the moment you walk in the door, that's when the pot's going to break. Or something's going to happen when Dad walked. It's, everything's fine until he gets there. But when you first step in, you begin to expect that. And it's like, the devil's fighting today, isn't he? And, I'll tell you. James, in affliction, it talks about the 12 tribes scattered. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Now, they lost their freedom. Said, count it all joy. They lost their homes. Count it all joy. They lost everything. Count it all joy. Count all joy. That's what James told them. Count all joy. And so they were scattered. They were persecuted. Acts 8:1 says the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were scattered abroad. And it talks about the regions of Judea and Samaria. They were just, these people were under great persecution. We're not above that. So we're going to let it bother us? Put together a message. You know, my fears every once in a while. It's like, man, what if this happened and then this happened? And then, you know, the worst case scenario you can think of. God says, praise the Lord. Okay. And so, praise the Lord in all conditions. They lost freedom. Some even lost their lives. Stephen lost his life. He was praising the Lord. He could see Jesus. Now, it's easy to say. Sometimes these things are hard to do. And so we need to praise the Lord in tough times, in rough times, persecution. And because David in this psalm teaches us to praise the Lord, we need to praise him in the rough times. Verse 6, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. And so these terrible acts of the Lord, he decided to declare God's greatness. And so we, a bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. Because we're not supposed to get down with the times. Do you realize that I hate to talk about this stuff in church with kids present, but they live in this world and they got to face it. All these mass shootings. It's alarming. It's heartbreaking. And you look at the testimony and it just, it's terrible. What people are dealing with in our society, and this is America, the America that I grew up in. It's a different place. And I don't want to go into all the details, but witnesses of this tragedy, some watch the life ebb out of people and listen to the blood falling on the ground. And we've got people in our country that are witnessing these kind of things. And it's sad and it's heartbreaking. It's hard to believe that this is America, isn't it? And this person that did this last thing, he said, the devil's doing this to me. But we want to take prayer out of schools and we want to keep the Bible from our kids. And it makes no sense. But we can't get down with these times. We've got to continue to rise up to the occasion, praise the Lord anyhow. Even when judgment is all around, this opens up people's lives for the gospel. If somebody knocks on that young lady's door that I'm referring to, this last thing that happened in Chesapeake, Virginia, somebody had the opportunity to knock on that girl's door, I think she's going to be receptive to the gospel. And this is what it's taken. And another person's brought into the family of God. And so, in perilous times, we can praise the Lord. It talks about the might of thy terrible acts. If you're from Ukraine, there's terrible, tragic things taking place in that place in the world. And God's judgment. In the midst of the judgment of God in on America. You know, you realize Lake Mead is a lake that's drying up and provides for multi-states in the West. That lake is drying up. God's judgment, inflation. Just in the last couple years, amazing. I went to buy a can of paint, and they had 24 Canadian dollars on a can of paint. Just a little spray can of paint. It's like, whoa. Praise the Lord. The Lord's going to get us through that too. He has the future under His control. Compounding inflation, crime, violence, global threats compounding. Jesus said to me like this. There'll be wars and rumors of wars and perilous times. And He describes, you see these people with all these tattoos? That's described in the book of Jude. Exactly. When I first used to read those passages, I'm like, I don't see this anywhere. Anybody ever read that and say, I can't relate to this. How about now? Today it's like, that's exactly what that was talking about. Dangerous times, perilous times. We can still praise the Lord. Amen. Peter and Paul praise the Lord. We find in the New Testament, Paul was thrown into prison, and Silas. And there they were, a Macedonian prison. What'd they do? They'd been beat. They praise the Lord.
It's true.
We can praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, Psalm 145. I'm trying to get through this. A bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. Amen. A bunch. There's a bunch of them in here.
That's right.
And the preacher didn't give me a time limit. Amen. And so, I'm going to try to hurry. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. And so praise God for salvation based on the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation based on Jesus' merits. His goodness is mentioned. It's not our goodness. The Bible says there's none good. No, not one. For his righteousness that exceeds our own. All of our righteousness are as what? Filthy rags. Verse 8. The Lord is gracious. And so for God's graciousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The character traits of the Lord. This is a reason to praise the Lord. For his fairness, in verse number 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his work. Praise the Lord because how we can identify God is at work. Look at verse 10. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. Notice, that's how you identify the work of God. All his works shall praise him. Praise him. Praise is how we identify the works of the Lord. And God, we find, ultimately has dominion. And this is a reason to praise him. His wonderful works, his incredible character, his mighty power of his kingdom. Verse 11, all power. It mentions in verse 11, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. The Lord has power to deal with all this that we're dealing with. He has the authority to take care of us. His eternal kingdom. His eternal kingdom. All these reasons. God has power to carry us through in the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. My son recently told me, he said, Dad, where we're flying is like the worst place in all of Alaska. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Under his wings, I am what? Safely abiding. And so we can praise the Lord in whatever circumstances. He said just the Aleutian Islands is worse because the wind, I guess, out there. But we need to praise the Lord. Amen. There's a bunch of reasons. His great eternal kingdom, verse 13, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and thy dominion throughout all generations. His work of restoration. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. He restoreth my soul. Amen. God can do that. His blessing and provision. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. And so, God provides our needs. In Maryland, there was a preacher named Dr. Tom Wallace. I don't know if you ever heard of him. But he had a church in Maryland, and a group of men got together, and they needed a roof for the church. And they were praying that God would provide. They didn't have the funding, so they were praying, God, can you provide us a roof for the church? And an airplane went over, and part of that airplane, I don't know what part it was, fell off the plane. And guess where it went? Through the roof of the church. And somehow they found out where it happened. I guess word gets around when things like that happen. And the airplane company came and said, we're going to put a new roof on your building. This is our fault. We're going to take care of it. God provides. Amen. And, you know, you can name all the things the Lord's done as you serve the Lord and follow the Lord. And so we praise the Lord. A bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. What do you desire? What do you desire? If it's a holy desire, if it's a good desire, who can satisfy that? Personally, as a 21-year-old new preacher that just asked the Lord to take away someone from my life if he didn't want me to marry this person. Brokenhearted. Praying, Lord, oh Lord, please, if this isn't your will, take her away. And guess what she did? Here, don't want that anymore. Brother, don't spend $99 to get a ring. I took that ring and I sold it to another preacher, and he wound up, his gave it back too, and he threw it in the lake. So the next time I got a good one, I got a good ring. But I was praying for a good wife, and I prayed for a lot of kids, a lot of children. I wanted a wife that wanted a lot of children. So I'd meet, you know, different ones. Some don't want a lot of children. And so God put Amy and I together, and praise the Lord. I thank God for every child. I've got a 5-year-old. I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled. I love her with all my heart. Well, I love the Lord with all my heart, but I love the children with the love God puts in my heart. And I'm just thrilled about it. It's like, is this a dream? Did this really happen to me? And God's calling young people to serve Him, and I praise the Lord for that. But God has provided. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. I used to claim these verses. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And so I thought, well, that's something to praise the Lord for. A bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. God's answered prayers. And the Lord is perfect and consistent always. The Lord is righteous in all His ways. And holy in all His works. His promised presence is a reason to praise Him. God said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. And so this psalm has a bunch of reasons to praise the Lord. And it's summarized with eternal security. Again, verse 20. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. That's security. And so, we need to have a renewed spirit of thankfulness. I don't know about you, I need that. You ever have something go wrong and it's like, I just call it rassum frassing. You know, rassum, rassum, rassum. It's like, how dare that rassum frassum run? Now, you just fill in the blanks. I'm not cussing, okay? But just inner turmoil. And we need to go ahead and praise the Lord in those moments of rassum frass. When inside you're not so happy about the circumstances of life. Amen. It's not always going to go in our favor. And we can still get our Bibles, and we can still get on our knees, and we can still come to the Lord, and we can ask Him to give the grace where it's needed, because we all need that. Amen. And our post-president seems to be a president that's lacking grace. Would anybody agree? And the Bible talks about many will be defiled. I think it's happening because there's a lack of grace. And so praise the Lord for all these different reasons, a bunch of reasons. And we need to have a renewed spirit of thankfulness. We have so many reasons to praise the Lord. David praised the Lord. It says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. And so, praise Him. Praise Him. Tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him. Praise Him. Ever in joyful song. Sound His praises. And so maybe you'd like to praise the Lord today and come and give thanks for something in your life. Well, this is a time to praise the Lord. Maybe you don't really know how. You've never really trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and never experienced what I'm talking about. Well, I didn't praise the Lord before I was saved, ever. I didn't have any praise to praise Him with. But when He comes in, He puts it in there. He puts the shout in your boot. We may not express it the same, but you may share your message of hope and strength and love to others and rejoice in what the Lord's doing in their presence. This is how to praise the Lord. But directly to the Lord, thanking Him, praising Him, rejoicing in what He has done, the great things God hath done. And so maybe you need to be born again. Need to come to Christ. I've been talking to people. We've got a track. It says, the new birth. I said, I hold it up in front of people. I said, do you know about that? Preacher, I can't believe how many people say, no, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I said, would you read it? Yeah, I'll read it. People are, they're more hungry now than I've seen in a long time. They're not turning away the tracks like they were just before the pandemic. But they're taking them. And, I praise the Lord for that. And so, come to the Lord for salvation, and you too can praise Him forever. If you'll just come to the Lord Jesus. And so, preacher, that's all. Let's share.